Make your plans now to join us for the G3 National Conference, September 30th through October 2nd, as we'll gather for Christian fellowship and the worship of God through song and the preached word. Our theme for the 2021 conference will be centered on biblical Christology. You can find registration details at g3men.org. Get 15% off by mentioning code G3BAR. That's G3BAR.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome to the bar, come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible, what a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building. Right back in here, another Tuesday. Super excited as always to be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And I love to start every episode out by thanking you for listening to the Bar Podcast. You guys are awesome. Want to make sure you go and sign up for the email list so you can get the episodes as soon as they drop in your email. Click right on it and go. Also want to make sure that you leave a review. Reviews help the podcast get noticed, get found easier. So go to iTunes and leave a review. And like I do every week, I bring in awesome guests. This guest actually happened to answer the beck and call of my good friend Daryl Harrison from Just Thinking. This guest put out an APB, said, "Hey, I'm willing to do a couple more podcasts." And Daryl know that this is my thing, interviewing guests and exposing you great listeners to great resources. So I reached out, and we have on today none other than Miss Tracy. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you putting out the word so I could we could make this connection. Definitely grateful for that. So, Ms. Tracy, I love to start the show by allowing you to introduce yourself to my listeners. You can make it as long or as short you want. You can tell your life story. You can just be brief, but you got the floor to do that right here.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Probably for the intent of this podcast, I have a blog, tracesoffaith.com. Started writing on that blog in 2014. And Traces of Faith is a little bit of a spin off on my name, Tracy, and just wrote about a huge variety of things. We have kind of a hobby farm of sorts in rural Michigan. And so wrote a little bit about that. Very active in my local church. And so I wrote a ton about Bible study, different women's ministry activities, theology, those kinds of things. And what I found very quickly, I'd say within the first 6 months, is that the pieces that I wrote about church were the ones I was most passionate about and the ones that my readers responded to the most. And so I very quickly, I like to tell people that I wrote my way into what I write about. And so started writing about church as I got more and more active on social media, kind of found that those two were working together as well. And in 2016, came up with the idea for a book. And that was about a 5-year process, writing the book, finding an agent, finding a publisher, and then doing the major editing to come out with a book. And this week, actually, yesterday I got this book in my hand.
Nice.
For the first time. So yeah, your audience is here at the beginning of this book journey. So
awesome.
Very exciting. Yeah.
No, that's amazing. And my listeners know, I say every week, you know, because I stay so far ahead with my recordings, I don't know when this will come out, but I'll make sure this comes out really soon so that we can capitalize on the release of the book. So,
either way.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you being flexible. So let's talk about the book. Let's dive in. What does this book cover, entail? Kind of give us the Amazon detail version of the book.
Yes. Well, the title is Not All Who Wander Spiritually Are Lost, A Story of Church. Mm-hmm. And when I first started coming up with the idea, I realized just throughout life that I had lived in several cities and I had attended several kinds of churches. I had a ton of Christian brothers and sisters who weren't necessarily part of my church who had influenced me and mentored me in the faith. And so that's the core of the story. I start at church from the time I was a wee little baby, clear up until today. And what I found is that as I was telling my story, I thought the book would be stronger if I also included people from different church experiences than mine. And so I put out a message to different friends and on social media, and I said, if you're interested in writing an essay for this book, let me know. And that project grew. I have 14 other individuals throughout the book that write about everything from, there's a PK who wrote about making communion bread with her mom, to an Episcopalian who wandered from the church for a while and has kind of had to struggle to find his place. So a huge variety. I like to say it's kind of a love letter to the church. Perfect. It doesn't paint a perfect picture. It asks a lot of questions and shares the ups and downs that all of us have had. But at the end of the conclusion of the book is, I don't just think my church is glorifying Christ. I think many, many churches and many, many Christian brothers and sisters are glorifying Christ, and that's honoring to Him.
Nice. I love that. One thing that we focus on here at the bar is the local church, and we have a actual segment called Local Pastor Spotlight. And I can imagine some pastors benefiting from this book, you know, just getting that perspective, hearing the stories. I can see that definitely being a blessing. So I know it's not out yet, but you probably had some folks to read along with you or read it. What are some of the responses you received so far with people that had a preview copy of it? What has the response been?
Sure. I know it won't matter really when this comes out, even if it's in a month or two. The release date for this book was May 17th, and my very first friend started showing me a picture of their book from Amazon on May
6th. Ah,
so
nice.
We do have some early copies out there, and I was blessed. I was able to have a launch team, and they have read the book already, and What's been most interesting to me, Dwayne, is that who I think might benefit the most from this book and who I kind of wrote with in mind aren't necessarily the people that think that other people think are going to benefit from it. So in my mind, that's a good thing. It's a bigger audience.
Sure.
Publishers Weekly did a article, and I won't remember the exact name of the article. I can send you the link.
Yeah, please.
But it basically talked about how publishers are starting to pivot toward trying to reach the nuns, the people who have stepped away from the church. Mm. And my book was included in there.
Wow.
Saying it, like I say, it's a love letter to the church. It's a hopeful look at church. And their opinion in that article was that it could give people who were maybe disgruntled with the church experience renewed hope.
That
there's a church out there for everyone, I think is kind of the gist of it, because so many different traditions and experiences are covered in the book. So that's exciting. It's been neat to see it received that way. I've also heard, like you mentioned, that pastors will be blessed by the book. I have had a few experiences, which I think we probably all have, a few experiences with pastors who I think have been hurt by the church. Maybe, you know, misunderstandings, or the gossip train starts going. And I share about some of those experiences and honestly reach out a sympathetic hand to pastors. You know, I think we should definitely pray for them more. We need to give them more grace. I think that comes out clearly in the book. So,
no, that's awesome. And, you know, it definitely, I could definitely see the, like you said, the non-church, I could see them benefit from it. You know, kind of, because I know when I'm mad, I don't want to read nothing about something, but if they're like, want to give it a second chance, you know, like, this could be a second chance. So I definitely can see that is really awesome. Okay. So before we get ready to head to the break, I'm going to ask you one more question. So is this going to be a standalone, or is this going to come out with more? What do you see in the future? I know it's hard to see past a launch, but me, I'm a podcaster that drop every week. So I have to think 3 or 4 weeks advance, maybe even a year. What kind of vision and what things are you seeing coming from you soon?
Sure. I have on my computer a file, probably 3 other book titles that I kind of play around with in my mind. And as far as this particular book, I could see it going in a lot of different directions if it takes off well. A funny little dream that I have, I would love to do a cookbook of sorts that is church potluck. And so you would find individuals from the South, you would find individuals from the East Coast, out in California, et cetera. And you would compile their stories along with some recipes from each region.
Okay.
And so it's kind of a memoir, but, you know, the recipes included in a fun way. I think that'd be a really nice celebration of the church. So yeah, those kinds of things. I also see a book idea. One of the things that comes up in the book is how hard it is for us to have hard conversations, and how easy it is for people just to go to the next church down the street if they get mad.
Right.
And so I would love to tackle the idea of a series of essays from individuals who have been negatively impacted by the church. Maybe a mom who's gone through a divorce and didn't feel the support she needed. A person who was an alcoholic who thought, you know, the stories abound. And so that's something I kind of play with in the back of my mind too.
Okay. I like the idea. I'm all about that. And I love the cookbook idea. I love to eat. So you're right up my lane there. So right here, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
What's up, everybody? I'm John.
And I am Joe.
And we are the hosts of the Pastor Discussions podcast.
And we like to call it your weekly conversation on doctrine, faith, and the Christian life.
Because that's exactly what it is. And because you're listening to this commercial, you have already found some Bar podcasts, and we are part of the Bar Podcast Network.
And new episodes of our shows drop every Monday, so we invite you to check them out.
We're just a couple of rural pastors that sit down and have discussions about different topics and work through things together, and we want you to come join us in the discussion. You can find out more by visiting pastordiscussions.com or subscribe on Stitcher or iTunes. It's good. I can edit this. I can edit this.
All right, we're back in here with Ms. Tracy, and we're talking about the book on the first half. Ms. Tracy, on the second half, I do what I call the Bar Signature Questions. This is more of a lighter, funner side, and these are three questions I ask all of my guests, no matter who they are. And the first signature question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Yeah, you know, my music interests varies depending on my mood, really. My dad, who has since passed away, used to listen to old country. And so when I'm feeling nostalgic, I will listen to Merle Haggard, Hank Williams, George Jones. But then the hymns that I sang as a child, they're in my mind, in my heart. And so I'll find that, like, even sometimes when I plug in the vacuum, I'll have some hymn that's going through my mind as I'm vacuuming. And then just, you know, a variety of radio music as well, some contemporary Christian and some country music on the side too.
Okay. Good deal. All right. Next signature bar question is, what book or books are you reading?
Yeah, that's a funny question because I am an avid reader. I'll tell you about just a few that I have going right now. There is a gal by the name of Amy Jill Levine. I don't know if I'm saying that last name right, but she has a book out called The Misunderstood Jew. So I'm reading that. And then a friend of mine just came out with a book, Keys to Bonhoeffer's House. And she actually used to give tours at Dietrich Bonhoeffer's house in Germany.
Wow.
And so it's just a book of her experiences and the people that she met, and then I think she weaves some of her own kind of life experiences and a little bit of memoir in there as well.
Nice. All right, last signature bar question is, what podcasts or sermons do you listen to, if any?
Sure. I, especially as I've been plugging the book and writing and promoting the book, I do make sure that each time I'm going to go as a guest on a podcast that I listen to at least one or two of those.
Nice.
And honestly, it's kind of given me a bug for it. I didn't listen to a ton of podcasts beforehand, but man, you look through some of those top, you know, I mean, yeah, by the time you've been podcasting for a while, you have a list of topics, and I'm like, oh gosh, I'm just a natural learner. Mm-hmm. And so I look at that list and I'm like, oh, there's so much to learn. And then, of course, these days I'm listening to my own pastor online.
Right.
So I catch that sermon every week. So, yeah. And trying to do more, I would say for sure.
Awesome. Good deal. Well, listen, Ms. Tracy, I definitely appreciate you coming on the Bar podcast, sharing your time. And we definitely have links to the book and the blog in the show notes so that my listeners can support you and pick it up, and ask my listeners to let you know that you heard about her on the Bar podcast, so she know that her time was well spent with us. And I always like to close the show by giving you an opportunity to just any words of encouragement you want to give my listeners, or any inspiration, whatever it is, you can give it right now.
Sure. Yeah, I would just like to encourage your listeners to much like you said at the beginning, get plugged into your local church. But I would also encourage you to realize that Christ Church, capital C, is great big. And I've had such a good time as I have done the research for this book, getting a chance to attend other churches and learn how my Christian brothers and sisters worship differently than I do. And it's just been a really exciting journey. So I would encourage them to pursue some of that for themselves as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. To the Bar listeners, appreciate you guys tuning in to your favorite podcast, The Bar Podcast. Make sure you go to thebarpodcast.com. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter, thebar_podcast. And make sure you go to thebargear.com, pick up some bar gear. Because of COVID, there is a delay on shipping, but we will get it out to you. We just appreciate you guys repping your favorite podcast. Until next time, you guys, God bless you. And we are out.
What's up, bar listeners? It's finally here, the bar exclusive content. Yes, that's right. You can sign up to receive exclusive content as low as $2 a week or $5 a month, $50 for the year to get exclusive content. What is the exclusive content? I'm glad you asked. The exclusive content is additional information from my guests, extra time with them in like the green moon setting, laid back, them asking me questions, I ask them questions, and also the Facebook group. You get an invitation to the Facebook group where we will have discount codes for the bar gear and many, many more. Make sure you sign up. The link's in the show notes. Join the VIP inside the bar group, and we'll see you there.